Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. I'm still drinking 50 cent sodas while these niggas popping champagne. I sold coke in the rock just to get in the game. I thought I owed everybody that gave me fame. And when shit went bad, I took the blame. I had a crew of hard heads, they doubted themselves. Man, I was drowning in the water, they ain't throw no help. My baby mother, we cool, she part of the guild. I kept joints on the feet, her body is silk. Hood love in the air when your boys around. I couldn't save homegirl from ups and downs. I'm still flipping through the books and chapters to go. I write my life on Facebook, I'm just letting you know. The playground basketball, I used to do my tricks. Gal chose me and Marbury took our flicks. Haters, I reload, then I buck them down. New store, new town, they wanna fuck me now. I keep gold on my finger, no drugs around. I'm counting hundreds, bringing gold in by the pound. Now when they bury me, tell them I'm the one that's real. I took chances, live life like a fairy tale. Lucky me, been the name, but they call me blessed. Now what's life when your whole world filled with stress? Either I cheated or I love them while I'm leaving. I'm whispering sweet nothings in the air while I'm beating. You ask me what's the reason, childhood was the reason why I can't treat a woman the way she need to be treated. A bad father, lose my kids, that's the way it works. Off the road, thank God, no more paperwork. No chains I maintain, but I'm far from free. Cause my own kids see me as an enemy. And if my pain plague rage on my conscience, me and Steph gotta chill with the nonsense. I'ma hurt better so when it's obvious, because I'm tired of these lanes and these promises. Man, I'm fresh about the jail, motherfucker. I was tired, I was sick up in my jail, motherfucker. I'm back like Britney, I'm straight minus the rehab. The Drake got the game, I'm the one giving the lead pass. Unsigned, underground, I'm the underdog. One mistake in the light, you can lose it all. Mystical, taught these girls how to shake it fast. Nigga on tape for N.O., taking ass. February income tax, better make it last. June come, food stamps, give it in for cash.
Yo, sorry, we're having technical difficulties, whatever. We in the building, we're popping, we making it do what it do. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Brooklyn Black and Pre-Game Radio. You know what I'm saying? We got a good show. Today's Monday or whatever. Today's day, I believe, is the 26th, 27th, whatever. It's Monday, and we're getting it cracked. Like I said, today's topic we're talking about bad fathers. Now, like I said, we're not bashing fathers or whatever. We're not bashing fathers, but what we're doing is we're going to shoot the top 10 things that these fathers can do to make things better. So if you're listening, you know what I'm saying, Elmira, New York, Brooklyn, New York, or whatever, I got a guest possibly calling in from Ithaca, New York, and she's going to call in and she's going to let it be known, you know what I'm saying, she's a black mother. She don't agree with the things that her baby father does. So she's going to, you know, give us a couple of things that, you know, he could do to be a better father or whatever. So shout-out to Brooklyn. Shout-out to, you know what I'm saying, my kids and all that. Shout-out to everybody on the check-in. We're trying to make this thing a success. We're going to go to some music or whatever. We're going to keep it light. And tune in.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Oh, yeah. Round and round, round and round.
I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around. Stronger than ever. Back to get wrecked. All respect to those who break their neck to keep their hopes in check. Cause no base sweater, brother, majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. She tell me that she needs me. Cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeeze me. Lady, take it easy. Hate to sound sleazy, but tease me. I don't want it if it's that easy. Hey, yo, bust it. Baby, got a problem saying bye-bye. Just another hazard of a fly guy.
Now you can tell from my everyday fits, I ain't rich, so cease and desist with them tricks. I'm just another black man caught up in the mix, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents. Just cause I'm a freak don't mean that we can hit the sheets. Maybe I can see that you don't recognize me. I'm Shock G, the one who put the satin on your panties. Never knew a hooker that could share me. I get
what's up, love? How you doing?
Right.
Well, I've been hanging, singing, trying to do my thing. Oh, you heard that I was banging your homegirl you went to school with. That's cool, but did she tell you about her sister and your cousin? Thought I wasn't. See, we kids was made for Michelin, but it's a Monday, my day. So just let me hit it, yo. And don't mistake my statement for a clown. We should keep it on the down low, long as you know that I get around.
Twist in her hips, cause I'm watching. Conversations on the phone to the break of dawn. Now we all alone, while the lights on. Turn them off, time to set it off. Get you wet and soft, something's on your mind, let it on. You don't know me, you just met me, you won't let me. Well, if I couldn't have me, why you sweat me? It's a lot of real G's doing time. Cause the groupie bit the truth and told a lie. You picked the wrong guy, baby, if you're too fly. You need to hit the door, search for a new guy. Cause I only got one night in town, break out. Baby doll, are you down? I get around.
Yo, we're back live on the air. Like I said, I'm doing this live from the store.
I'm sorry, I got a radio show. On my radio show, I didn't know about that.
And we, like I said, we do this thing live. We're talking about bad fathers. We're talking about losers. You have a bad father?
I have a bad father.
You have a bad, well, see?
I got a bad baby daddy.
Bad baby daddy, bad fathers. And that's what we're talking about. We're talking about 10 things that your baby dad can do to make things better. Yes. Like I said, we keep it real ghetto here, Stills and Deals in Elmira, New York, 707 Lake Street. And I'm doing, I'm saying, multitasking, running the show. So like I said, call in, Games are $8. 3 for $20. And we chilling. Oh, it's real heavy. 607 is real heavy. Like I said, if you want to... Oh, we got somebody with their hand up. Hold on. With the 570 area code, that's PA, if I believe. Can niggas go get their cigarettes there for cheap? You on the air.
It's the man with bitches.
Hello, you on the air.
Hello, I'm Lucky.
Oh.
What up?
What's going on, miss?
It's Amirlin.
It's Jayden.
It's who?
Amirlin.
Okay, Marilyn, how you doing? We talk. Well, do you have any kids? I don't think you have any children. Do you have children?
No, I just wanted to talk to you. I got a dad that don't take care of me.
You got a man that don't care. How old are you, miss?
I'm 16.
You're 16. And what are you doing with a boyfriend at the age of 16? If my daughter was 16 and had a boyfriend, I would kill her.
I can't have a boyfriend?
No, you can't have a boyfriend. You got school to worry about. You know what I mean? We got college.
I do good.
You know why I say at 16 it's not good to have a boyfriend? Because guys ain't worth shit. Oh, it's crazy. It's going down stills and dills. STD talk is a lot. But anyway, miss, at 16, what do you think a guy can do for you at 16 years old?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Is it just a hobby thing?
Yeah.
No. I don't.
Hello?
Hello?
It's my uncle.
Emma, are you still there, miss?
Huh?
Are you still there?
Yeah.
So are you gonna, what can a man? So why be in a relationship if a man can't do nothing for you at that young age?
I can't know. I don't know. I guess I don't know.
Are there other females there who have children?
Yes, there is. There's holders.com and Jiggly Butt.
Can you get Jiggly Butt on, please?
Hello?
They all so quick.
Yeah.
Hey, Hooters.com. I heard Hooters.com flash that will be for drinks at the bar.
Wait,
yes,
I did not flash my titties at the bar. I did not flash my titties at the bar, but that she's on. This is what happened. See, I have a stalker. He wants it. I'm going to let him chase it. He's going to do whatever he can to try to get it. So he said that he was going to buy me 2 bottles of Red Cap. So I said, okay. And I was just joking around yesterday when I said, when you have boobs, you can get whatever you want.
Yeah. I mean, iPad. Yeah. Nope.
It's not an iPad.
So that's how that one happened.
Hooters. Hooters.com.
Yes.
Are you still there? Like
yes.
I said, do you want to tell the people about your new reality show that we're going to be doing here in Elmira called I Love Hooters.com?
It is an ad. That's all. Marilyn, shut up.
Don't tell me shut up.
I'm lucky.
Don't
tell
me
you
get beat up.
I'm lucky.
Listen, I don't know nothing about this. All I know is that I'm being dragged and forced into something that I have no idea what's going on, except for something about
cities and ass.
All right, well, okay, we're not going to talk about that right now. We're talking about things. I know you don't have no baby daddies and none of that, but Hooters, I'm quite sure, you know, you babysit a lot of kids and stuff like that, and you see a lot of craziness. So what are some of the things that you see from these so-called, and I'm not bashing Elmira men, but so-called baby dads out here, what could they do to be better fathers for their children?
Yeah. Oh, shit, hold on. All right. I'm going to disrespect a lot of people, and I'm not even going to care right now.
Listen, the goal is not to disrespect. The goal is to, you know what I mean, give knowledge. You don't want to push people away.
Yeah, no knowledge. They young.
Okay, well, if you're still with your baby mom, for one, you need to keep your dick in your pants. For two, if you have had your child for about 6 years, you can't just automatically come out and be like, well, he's not mine because you got some new girl on your arm and she don't want nothing to do with your children. Don't beat your kids. help out your baby mom when she needs help. Like, it's hard to clothe a child, to feed a child, to diaper a child by yourself. No matter what, it's going to be hard when you're a single parent. Like, I see it every day with my friends. They do it all, and they struggle every day. Like, and because their baby dads don't want to help because they don't care or they just don't want to, or it's only convenient for them when they want it to be convenient. It's only their child when it's convenient for them.
Oh, damn.
That's so. Well, we have someone live here at the studio or whatever, and they want to give in some insight. We're not going to say a name now because we don't do that. But, you know, Amira has a voice. Miss, would you like to say something about the...
I'm just saying, like, her listening voice, no baby daddy to be there.
They're
going to be there.
Hold on.
Hoes should not force their baby daddy to be there. If they're going to be there, they're going to be there regardless. It's not nothing.
So, well, hold on. What do the Elmira girls do? Like, cause it's like, you know, you got good mothers and you got bad mothers.
Most mothers out here that don't, you know what I mean, that be out there, try to force their baby daddy to be there. I'm not one of those. I'll take care of mine. So that's all that matters. I'm independent.
Destiny's Child. Y'all heard that.
I took care of mine.
Independent.
Okay. Independent, like, ain't nothing.
Like, well, like I said, if you just tuned in, it's Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black, holding it down, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him for making this thing possible and all that. And today's show is sponsored by Kennedy's in Spring Valley. On your birthday, if you go to Kennedy's and you get a biscuit meal, you get a free apple pie. Free apple pie. And, you know what I'm saying?
Sweet potato pie.
Yo, Brooklyn Black, man, we're shaking out there in Brooklyn, man.
I got to make an announcement since I am already on air.
Okay.
Coming up this Thursday night on Pregame Radio, those who watch it, 106 and Park, you know her name, you know the game, you know what she does. Amy Miller will be in the building Thursday night.
Nice. That's a good look for Pregame Radio.
You know, so I just had to do that. And to the 6-year-old kid, be able to do that, take care of his kids. Like, yo, what does that say for him? Saying he knocks you up, just saying.
No, you're not.
And Hooters.com is just going to be Hooters.com. I can't really say that.
That's not fair.
I can't say that.
I'm
not
sitting in the fucking back. Well,
Marilyn
needs to get in the bag.
Well, oh, my goodness. Hooters.
Sir.
Are you there, Hooters?
Hello?
Hello, who's on air?
It's me.
Hooters. Is Jiggly Butt with you?
She's still with me.
Can we get her on the air real quick? She I read an email from her earlier, and you know some of the people need to hear, you know, saying her story. She don't have to go too in depth into what she had to say, but you know she was saying some good and making some valid points. Is she available?
I'm right here, Lucky.
How you doing, Jiggly Butt?
I'm good.
Okay, you want to name some of the things that you know your baby dads or your baby father could do better? Helping you raising them babies?
Well, honestly, I have to agree with the girl that was on the phone because I really don't need a hand pump. But if I had to say what they could do better, it would definitely be spending time with their kids because really it's not about materialistic things. Sometimes a kid just needs a father figure.
Hi, Lucky.
Who's those are the children. Shout out to all the children around the world. Lucky love the kids. You know what I mean? Lucky love the kids. Now, I'm hearing the whole thing about, like the female that was just in the store said that you don't need a man to you know, raise your kids. And, you know, part of me is like, if he's a bad father, then, hey, do what you got to do if you have no choice. But you don't agree that, you know, the child needs his father and his mother at the same time?
I do feel that a child should have both parents, but sometimes that doesn't work out that way. I mean, a lot of times men will, you know, get with somebody else and then feel that they don't need to take care of their responsibilities just to please who they're with at that time.
So pretty much you're saying, like, people get into relationships where they have children, and then things go sour, and the guy, like, I was reading earlier that a female was saying that guys, when they get into a new relationship, you know, they kind of forget about their kids, you know what I mean, because, you know, for the female.
Yeah, and that happens a lot. It happens all the time.
Are we going to
baby?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye, guys. Bye.
What do you have to say to those side women, the new women that come into the picture, you know, because I've seen it before, you know, and that even happened with me. I was in a, you know, a relationship, and she was like, well, you know, I don't want you, da da da. And I'm like, listen here, miss, if you want me, you got to accept that I have a child, like, you know what I mean? So my child comes first, and then you get, you know, Mr. Nasty Tom. But, you know, how that normally go. Do you have a message for the people, you know, who, well, the females, who try to, you know, disrupt a family?
Well, the majority of the time, the females that try to disrupt the family is females that don't have children of their own. So I think sometimes they feel some type of way. But for the ones that do what they do, I mean, they're always going to do that. I mean, I can't. It's up to the man whether or not they allow a woman to come in and try to control that situation. And if a man allows them to do that, then he ain't really no kind of man.
Mm. Okay. You know, like I said, I haven't been out in Elmira too long and stuff like that. But I just see, and I got to keep on reiterating, I see a lot of single moms. And this past weekend, I like I said, I'm not a big fan. All right, let me stop that before I go into it. I've seen, you know, strong mothers. I see I'm starting to, you know, embrace the whole thing of being a strong mother and holding it down. Do you feel that, even though y'all have Mother's Day, do you feel that mothers don't get the respect that they deserve?
Yes, I do. I feel like we don't get appreciated for the hard work that we put in because it's a 24-hour job. It's not like it's just an, you know, a minute-by-minute thing. Like, we do this all day, every single day. Why a man can just, not all men, but some men that I've seen just don't give a damn. Like, they don't want to help us. They don't want to do nothing. They just want to go out and do what they do and continue to make more babies with more women.
Oh, hold on, Jiggly. But we have someone live. We have Dexter. But the people don't. We have someone live in the studio audience, and, you know, they pretty much said they want to get on the air. They said that, you know, if, you know, the females didn't cause drama and argument. Hold on, I'm going to get them on the air. Ladies and gentlemen, this is Dexter. Dexter?
Yeah, hello. Another reason why us baby fathers supposedly act up, I call it. What was that?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, another reason why is because y'all trip out about the dumbest things. Like, really, like, if a nigga ain't got money, then he ain't got money. But if he's trying to spend time with his kid, then let him spend time with his kid. Come on, I'm going through that same shit. I mean, I ain't got no income coming in. I mean, I got chump change. I try to bring in whatever I can. I do what I can. But still, and that's not – it always seems like it's not enough. It always seems like – I mean, it's hard on y'all because y'all have the kids, but it's hard on us too. It's not like it's not – like it's hard – like it's just hard on one side, and then it's – easy going for the father, even though he's not maybe not be there, and y'all think it's just the all around vacation for us. It's not, because we still hustling. We still got to move our shit. We still got to get our shit together. We still got to get out, worry about the kids, even though we may not seem like we worried about them. That's still in our head, no matter what. My daughter, my son, that's still in my head, no matter what. No matter every move I step, every step I take, that's my daughter. I think about my kid. My daughter, I've got to do this. I got to do my daughter. I got to do this for my daughter. My son, that. I got a kid on the way. I got another one. I got that. It's not that easy. Some dudes, y'all can say, yeah, they bums. Some dudes are bums. I mean, hey, I'm sorry for the baby moms that had those bums, but it's nothing we can do. You can't change people. You can't reiterate the future or the past, whatever. Whatever's going on in their life is them. That's them. But there are good fathers out there that have bad baby mothers. So, I mean, you can't put too much of the stress on the father because he has just as much stress as y'all do. Even if the kids is not in his life he's not there with the kids, it's still stress no matter what. Everybody has their own stress, their own burden that they carry on their back. And don't trust and believe that it's not. Don't think that it's not there. is there. He may not show it. Male has that. They have the pride. They have pride. They're gonna act like it's not there. They're gonna act like they don't have feelings. They're gonna act like they're not sorry. Like they don't care. That shit dwells in the back of our mind, no matter what. It's still there. Still there. So if even if we say that we don't care, it's there. It's there. And it ain't, I don't think, but the way I feel, a real nigga's never going to leave his kid no matter what, even if the mother don't want him there, even if he's in a situation where he can't be there or whatever. That's, the kid's still the fact that the kid's still in his back of his head, meaning that he's still going to provide, he's still going to try to do whatever he can. If he don't have money, if he don't have a job right now, I mean, let him spend time. Let him show the kid love. He can't bring in material things, but he could bring love. I mean, that's really all I got to say for y'all ladies.
Thank you, Mr. Dexter. That was, so, I mean, like I said, we got a 607. We're going to get you in here. Last number is 93. You are on the air. You're on the air. Caller?
I commented on your post earlier.
Where are you from, miss?
I'm from Elmira.
You're from Elmira.
Yes.
I mean, a lot of girls comment on my post, but do you want to, you know, throw it back out there, what you were saying? You want to go into that, what you were discussing?
Okay. My problem is I want my daughter to be a priority, not an option. It's not an option to have your kid in your life. It's a priority. Don't think that just because you got a new chick in your life that she needs to see your kid. Don't make it so every time you get a new chick, oh, I want to make myself look good for the next chick. That's the only time he wants to see my kid is when he gets a new girl and they have kids. He can
hold on. Who wants to comment on that?
Excuse me, miss. It's vice versa. It's the same way. The same way how when you get a new male in that, when you get a new male in your life, it seems like y'all drift off. Y'all make it seem like he's daddy mode now, and you won't. You just y'all get.
No. I would never replace my kid's dad.
Never
be replaced.
All right, I understand that. I'm not, if it's not you, then I'm not speaking to you in particular. I'm just letting it be known on the air that there are people out there like that.
Oh yeah, and it goes both ways.
We're saying it's just like it's the same thing. It goes for both ways because when I've been with a female, she left me. I left her. We both left each other. She went with another guy. The guy was whatever he was doing, moving stuff, whatever. While my daughter was in the crib with her, so. She got mad when I had a decent girl and I was settling with this decent girl. She would not let me see my daughter because of that. And she blamed it on me and said that I didn't want anything to do with my child because I was up this girl's ass. Excuse my language. Because I was up this girl's behind. Whatever. When it really wasn't that way. It was just the fact that she had a new male figure in her life and she felt more secure than when she was by herself. So she had that extra oomph in her to disrespect me and to put him before me and her and make it seem like it was really me moving away from my child when sometimes it's not really the dad. It's just that pride. People have pride. It's that pride of, oh, it's the same thing of like, if a female, no matter what, that's your baby dad, you're going to have love for him no matter what. Even if you hate him to death, there's still going to be that bit and piece of love in there. No matter what, that's always going to catch you every time you see him. So no matter what. So another female, for a female to see her baby dad happy with another female, it's going to hurt him no matter what. It's going to hurt. It's going to be that jealousy back there. So the first thing that comes to a lot of females' mind is, oh, that nigga want to be with the next female, da-da-da-da. I'm going to leave. I'm going to show him he's not going to be able to see his kid. I don't want that girl around my child. But you could bring 8 and 7 and 10 other whatever bum dude you want to bring around my child.
You can curse and do it.
Oh, we can curse?
Yeah.
Oh, you done said the wrong thing. You can have 8, 7 bum-ass niggas around my child, but I can't have one decent girl that I'm actually settling down with around my child.
Oh, I understand that. I respect that. Okay, be with the next chick. Be happy. That's good. Be happy with somebody. Make sure yourself's happy so that you're happy. But don't think that the last time you've seen your kid was 8 months ago and then be like, oh, well, I got a new girlfriend. Her daughter's birthday's today. Can I get her for a little bit? And you haven't seen your kid for the last 4 years on your kid's birthday and never even called or nothing. And you can call him. She can call, just want to say I love you, and he don't answer, don't do nothing.
I understand that. I do understand that.
I give props for all the dads that do shit and want to be there, but the moms don't do shit. I know how that goes. I have friends like that, but that's not me. The way I see it is a dad should be there no matter what. Your kid should not be crying at 3 o'clock in the morning, every morning, crying for your dad, and when you try to call, he don't answer the phone. She'll cry, 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 and leave messages, no answer, no calling, no nothing. But when the new chick comes in, he's like, oh, I want to see her, and then, okay, you can see her, but I want to go to this birthday, I want to see her, but I want to be with my girl. Okay, be with your girl, but you need to show her that you still care for her. She don't think that you care for her. You haven't been here for 4.5 years.
Mm-hmm. I understand that. Like I said, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me, sponsored by Pregame Radio. Shout out to the boy Brooklyn Black. And if you just tuned in, we're talking about, you know, for the main part, you know, the subject of today is, you know, bad fathers and the things that they can do. You know, be better fathers. You know what I mean? We got a couple callers calling them, and you know, pretty much they saying they don't want have time, they don't want part time fathers. They want someone. They want consistency. They want someone who's going to be there no matter what. And you know, the main thing, because it is the main thing, is when, like you said, when the two different parties get into different relationships, it's that whole thing of the guy don't wanting, you know, not wanting his child around another nigga. And, or with the female, nah, I don't like that bitch or whatever, or this girl, and I don't want my son or daughter around her because she may be a hoe in the streets and, you know, whatever the case may be. And, you know, we're just trying to make things, put things on a clear path, on a better note, and we're just trying to teach. We're not bashing. We're just trying to throw it out there. We're about to go, you know what I'm saying, We're gonna slow it down, hit you with some Aaliyah. You know what I mean? We know a lot of dudes mess with young girls, so we're gonna go like this and we're gonna play this, you know what I'm saying? And we'll be back.
Yeah. can't let go.
Really? Really? Are you for real right now? I'm good. Nah, get away from me. Nah, I'm good.
Yo, what's poppin'? We back. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me. Finally, Elmira has got a voice. You know what I'm saying? We are sponsored by Brooklyn Black and Pregame Radio. And we in the building. We chilling. We cooling. And we talking about relationship stuff. We talking about baby daddy stuff. We talking about Elmira stuff. This is about Elmira, so we're going to talk about Elmira stuff. I just got an email. And like I said, I get all this stuff, and the ladies want to talk about this stuff. But a dude hit me up and said, "Lucky, please talk about this. This is very important." He said, "Ladies, when you get into a heated, argument, you're in your house, and let's just say your man does something stupid, like he left his Facebook open, he's flirting with girls, or whatever the case may be, and you get mad, you smack him in the face, or you punch him in the face. Ladies, what should the man do? Like, what do you expect the guy to do?" You know what I'm saying? Y'all set it on us as men. Y'all punch us in the face or kick us in the nuts. Like, what is it, you know what I'm saying, that we should do? We're going to get Hooters back on, Jiggly Butt, and we're going to get the Elmira girl. Y'all back on the air. Yeah, ladies, y'all still there?
Hello. We're still here.
Hello, y'all still on the air?
Mm-hmm.
Now, question. Did you hear the question?
What is a man supposed to do when a woman hits him or
hits him? Hit him first. Like, understand that we us as guys, we do some stupid shit sometimes. But sometimes y'all punch us in the face first, or kick us in the nuts, or throw a pot at our head. What should we do as men?
Well, honestly. I can speak for myself because I have done this, but I feel if a woman is going to hit a man, then a woman should be hit back. That's how I feel. If you're going to come at somebody, regardless of who it is, man or woman, you should be hit back.
So, you catch a man in the bathroom whispering and shit. You kick the door open. He talking to something, like y'all would say, who that bitch you talking to? Who's the bitch? And you smack them in the face. He have every right to whoop your ass, you say?
Well, not whoop your ass, but I mean, if he wanted to smack me back, then that would be, it would be fair because I just put my hands on him. Because how I feel is you can argue about something without being physical. And if you make the initiative to get physical with that man, if that man puts his hands back on you, then it's your fault.
Well, wait a minute. So you're telling me if your boyfriend was cheating on you?
That's my opinion. People might not agree with me, but that's how I feel.
For cheating on you, that's pretty much what you're saying?
No, I'm saying in general. It doesn't even have to be the fact that the woman caught him cheating. It could be anything in general. I'm not just speaking on that situation right there. I'm just speaking in general.
There's her time.
Well, and we have the other, I don't know if the other female's still there, if she can hear us. I'm going to put your number out there, but your last digits are 93. Are you still there, miss?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Do you agree with Jiggly Butt? She said that if a female has the balls to smack a man, hit a man, it's okay to hit the female back?
To me, I think it would be better if the girl hits the man with something, like an object, yeah, then hit her back. But if she just, like, hits him, restrain her. Put her in a restraint. That's the way I see it.
But what if she, like, some guys aren't that aggressive and some females take advantage of that? So let's just say the guy crawls up into a ball and he's like, yo, stop. Can you please stop him? Please stop. And the female continues to go on. Because not all guys, they'll not restrain a female.
Okay, then the guy has every right to hit her back. Yeah. It goes both ways. If you can put your hands on a man, then the man deserves to beat you. Just like she said.
Okay. Well, so we want to reverse the roles. I'm gonna say personally, I don't think no man should hit his woman or whatever. I just we genetically we're stronger than you guys. We shouldn't be hitting you. But I've learned from being in this town that dudes prey on their women, meaning like they hit their women, they get into arguments, or they start arguments just so they can hit their women, so they can create that power of, they have a power over you guys. Why do you think that men in Elmira hit their women a lot?
Because
Hello?
Yeah, you're still there. Did you hear that?
Wait, who are you looking for?
Hello.
What up, Blackie?
This is Blackie. Who's this?
This is Marilyn.
All right, miss. You're a little jalapeno pepper?
Jalapeno pepper.
Little jalapeno pepper?
A little spicy hot. Right? Red hot?
Miss, you're young, correct?
What did you say?
I'm saying we're talking about why do dudes in Elmira beat their women so much?
Because they think it's cool, and they, I don't know. I think it's because they're scared to fight niggas.
Well, that's why a lot of, no, like, I've been, you know, I see it a lot. Like, I hear it a lot, too, from ladies. You know what I mean? They say, you know, the dudes just, they do it. They start arguments just so they can hit their women. But on the other hand, the females stay with the dudes. Why do y'all stay with the dudes?
Sometimes. God. Sometimes women are afraid of getting out of the relationship. I've been in that situation. The man thinks that they have more power over the women by hitting them. Okay, if I hit you, you're going to do what I tell you either way you look at it. So if I have to put my hands on you for you to do what I say, then I'm going to do it. And the women are afraid to do it. That's why now women that have been in abusive relationships think, okay, if I hit him, he can hit me. But I ain't going to back down if a man's going to hit me. I've been in that situation. I'm not going to back down. I might get my whooped, but I'm gonna fight back. I'm not going to stand there scared anymore.
And so your advice to the females, because there's females who's listening. I'm looking at the chat room. I'm looking at the call line. And there's a lot of, Elmira is pretty heavy on the check-in right now. Is there any good advice you can? Is there any? What are the signs that you know a female can tell if their if their boyfriend, baby father is abusive? Like, or what do you know? Can you tell them some of the signs?
When they're demanding, if you don't do something when they say it, and they get angry at you and start just getting loud, yelling, throwing stuff. That's when you know it's not going to be good. In the end, he's going to beat the shit out of you, whether you like it or not. You got to take two steps back, talk to people, let people understand what you're going through, because I was in that 6 years. Yeah. It ain't pretty.
Why is that light on?
You did it for 6 years?
Yeah, I was in a relationship for that for 6 years. And I finally woke up and realized, I don't need that. I'm better than that. I have two kids. I'm a single mom, and I am proud to be a single mom. Do I need a man there for me? No. Would I like one? Yeah. Every woman deserves a man. Every man deserves a woman, but it goes both ways. If you can't sit there and make your man happy without wilding out thinking that he's doing something, don't bother trying to be in a relationship.
Not to really get personal, but at the time, did you feel that, did you go to your family or friends or anything for advice or to let them know, like, yo, listen, this is going on, I need help?
He was my first everything. He was my first everything, and I was pregnant, and I didn't want nothing to happen to him. So I took the blame on everything. If he hit me and I had a mark, I would make it seem like I fell or I hit my arm. There was one person I talked to, and that person turned him in. Was I upset? Yeah, I was upset for about a week, and then I got over it and realized, okay, this isn't okay.
I'm happy. One thing I'm happy about, I'm happy that it's not, you know, going on no more. I'm happy you're able, you know what I mean, to live and tell other females that, you know, it's going to be all right, it's going to be okay, they can overcome from it. Because, you know, people die, you know what I mean, from domestic violence. People die every day from it. And you know, it's kind of like a, not to switch gears, but it's kind of in the same room. But I have an app on my iPod Touch, and it's a sex offenders app. And you'd be surprised, in this small little town of Elmira, how many sex offenders are actually in this area. Like dudes, we're talking about like dudes that walk around with hoodies on and fitted caps and, you know what I mean, walk around like they hood. They are sex offenders. Why, like, do you know why the sex offender rate is so high out here? Like, or is it because it's just a small town?
Everything
is too large.
It's a small town, and people put their kids out there. Some people put their kids out there, and that's what attracts them, to be honest.
You think it's the whole deal of, you know, females meeting these guys and, you know, being somewhat poor and meeting a man that appears to have a lot? Because, you know, I'm reading something on my inbox right now, and once again, a guy is saying, how come the good guy don't win? It seemed like the females, they gravitate towards the bad niggas, like the deadbeats and stuff like that. And
that's
the good guys get a shot.
That's true. Most women now have been in such shitty relationships. They're used to the shitty relationships. They don't want to change it up. They don't want, if they find somebody nice, they're like, oh, it's too good to be true. I'll just go back to all these hood rats and all these players and whatever, pieces of shit. They feel safe in that area.
So how can a guy, let's say a guy comes to he meets a female and she's broken. She's totally broken. She don't trust no man. Every man he's cheated on her. He abused her. Like, but he's actually a nice guy. He's a hardworking guy. How do he convey to her that he's a good man and for her to put her guards down? Should he be patient? Like, what should he do?
You gotta wait it out. The guy has to be patient. Let her guard down when it's time. Be there when she needs somebody to cry to. Be there when, if she calls you at 4 o'clock in the morning and you're sleeping, as soon as you wake up, call her. If you don't answer it, make sure that you're there for her when she needs it. She might be broken, but she still has feelings. She's gonna catch feelings if you're there, and it's gonna be stronger. There's gonna be a better bond there. It just takes time for all these broken women to put themselves out there for the good men.
So pretty much, we're talking about patience. Do you feel guys nowadays have patience?
Hell no. Because if they don't get a piece of ass within like 3 months, they out. They want that piece of ass. If they can't get a piece of ass, then there's nothing for them to wait for. That's how most of the men in Elmira are. If they can't get it sooner, then they ain't waiting later.
Hold on. We have someone that wants. What you just said, they need to hear this. This is because we heard the female perspective. Now, you're actually no homo. You're a good guy. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to be a long story, but you want to share with the listeners because 607 is in effect. You know what I'm saying? Hold on 1 second. We're going to call you Steve.
No, it's not because it affects I wanted to come in and just get a piece of fucking pussy. It's the fact that when a guy do have patience and really do try to take his time, you want to take him, like, you want to be unappreciative. You don't want to be able to just look at him as the main role in your life. You want to look at him as the main fucking friend, like, oh, you're just going to be a friend and that's it. Nah, you can't have that. You know what I'm saying? We can be friends, but at the same time, I'm trying to build something where we can actually become something better. You feel what I'm saying? Now, listen. You know what I'm saying? I've been broken plenty of times. This is the reason being why I'm not patient anymore. You know what I'm saying? Because of the fact that I've been broke down for a long period of time. My father wasn't there for me like that. You know what I'm saying? I was really stuck in the streets by myself, and I'm still, you know what I'm saying? Even when I'm around people, you know what I'm saying? nobody take this offensively in here. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was talking to my mother the other day, and I was just basically saying, like, sometimes you be feeling like you're by yourself a lot because of the fact that you never really actually counter or interact with other people when it comes down to, you know what I mean, certain situations. Now, you know, women don't really understand that because they look at it like, oh, why is that? You got friends, you got people to be around. Nah, it's because when you actually took the time to try to build with people and, you know, and some people don't understand you. Some people don't really want to understand you or really want to get to know you. They just want to get to know what's in your pocket. You know what I'm saying? Or what's in, you know what I'm saying? Or who you know or what you know. You know what I'm saying? For real. So.
Hi,
Facebook.
Hello? Thank you, sir, for being on the show. Miss, like I said, if you just tuned in, this is Real Talk with Lucky Me. Finally, Elmira has a voice. We're talking relationship. We're talking the good, the bad, the ugly. We're sponsored by, you know what I'm saying, Pregame Radio, Brooklyn Black. Holler at them, you know what I'm saying, on Twitter, everything. Holler at them. We just cooling out or whatever. We're gonna chop it up a little more. We're going to go to some music, you know what I'm saying? We're going to take it back. We're going to keep it sexy for a little bit, you know what I'm saying? 347-857-4302. If you want to be on the air, press 1. Shout out to everybody who's in the chat room, chilling, you know what I'm saying? I see you. The Facebook. Shout out to Elmira. We chilling. Let's get it.
Oh, yeah.
Yo, we're back. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me out here. We posted, you know what I'm saying, Elmira, New York, 607. Finally, Elmira has a voice. If you're tuning in, we're talking about, you know what I'm saying, baby daddies, talking about the things that, you know, some of the flaws. We're talking about the things that they can do better. Real quick, I see 845 in the building. Shout out to New City, Nyack, Spring Valley, the whole Rockin' County. You know, I still love y'all. We got somebody with their hand up. We're going to get them on the air. 845, you are on the air.
What's going on, Kev?
Yo, what's going on, man? You on the air? What's good? Who this?
What up, man? It's Precise, man, from Rockland ENT, representing Rockland, man. What's going on, man? I like what you going on. What you got going on, yo?
Yo, we sitting here, we talking about, you know, I mean, appreciate you on the check-in. Shout out to 845 in the building. Shout out to Precise. You talking, are you a father, sir?
No, I'm actually a stepfather.
Your stepfathers? Oh, shout out to all the stepfathers around the world. Who step in and, you know what I mean, play the role and, you know what I'm saying, salute to you, boss. You want to give insight on what you just tuned in or?
I'll give a little insight, man. I just basically want to keep it simple, man. I believe as African American males, it's very stereotypical that people say that we abandon our seeds and our kids. So I just really think that the men need to step up and take responsibility for what they've created, man, you know, leaving these women single by themselves, taking care of these kids. It takes two, you know what I'm saying? It takes two to tangle. So for them to just fall out and abandon their responsibility is really not good. Plus, it adds on to the negative stereotype that black men abandon their children, you know what I'm saying?
That's what's up. And, yeah, that's true. You know what I mean? You know, I'm a father of two, and I love my kids dearly, and I would never, you know, leave their side. You know, like I said, we're not bashing nobody. We just real talk. We're lucky. And now when I say this, would you agree with me that sometimes, some, not all, some of the baby moms, the mothers, or they make it hard for some of the baby fathers, like, to tolerate the actual situation? Meaning, like, you know, understand there's guys who run from the situation and stuff, and they just loses. You know what I'm saying? You should be kicking your ass if you just run. You know what I'm saying? But do you agree with some baby moms make it hard?
No, I definitely do, man, because in some circumstances, that's probably the reason why the father's not around that much anyway. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just saying that it's all on the males. I believe the females in some situations take part in it too because they tend to get wild with their emotions and they overreact. Like, I know certain people who are in situations where, you know, their baby mothers are keeping them from seeing their children because of grudges they have against, you know what I'm saying, the person they were in a relationship with. And that's not really right because what y'all two got going on, you should keep that separate from the relationship that your son or daughter, you know what I'm saying, has with their father. So I definitely think it's like a two-way street, man. It goes both ways.
If, like, let's just say, you know, and I'm just asking for advice for people who's listening. Let's just say a guy has a crazy baby mom, and it appears like there's no talking, there's no compromise. Do you have any advice for him if he's listening?
Or
making that situation better?
Honestly, man, I would say don't give up, and if it's that hard, maybe you should possibly look into some type of legal action, man. I mean, I probably understand that's not the way that a lot of people want to go, but if you're trying to stay in a relationship with your child and try to make that work is, you know, out of your hands and you can't get the baby mom, whatever, to meet you halfway, then maybe you should take an alternative route into making that happen.
It's funny that you mentioned court because I was just talking about that on my Facebook last night because, you know, believe it or not, I'm scouring through Facebook and I'm looking and I'm seeing, you know, some of the mothers they're mad, they're disgruntled, and they'll say, you know, the baby father lives in the community or within blocks, or they see their children and they don't, you know, they don't take care of them. But they don't. The females, I feel sometimes too, they bitch a lot, but they don't take the, you know, proper action, meaning courts and stuff like that. If you say your baby father is a bad father or whatever, and you see him sporting all the new shit or whatever, you know, no, I ain't trying to diss all the fathers, but real talk, take his ass to court. And if, you know,
my dude is in jail right now because he ain't pay his child support. So the legal system actually works. And so if you're not trying to take him to court to get anything, whether it's $50, $100 a week, I feel no female should be able to complain if they don't, you know what I'm saying, take him to court.
Well,
they'd
yeah,
rather bitch
yeah.
on.
Yeah, I seen that post, man. I definitely was agreeing with you when I seen that, though.
And then you know, it's funny because the girl that actually inspired the post, she actually hit me up. And it's funny when that happens because when I put a post up and then the actual female that I'm talking about comment on it, I'm like, damn, that means her conscience was actually fucking with her.
Right.
And so she said to me that there's no possible way, like he's not worth shit and this and that and all that. And she said that her daughter would be better without the father in her life. And I was disgusted by it. The reason why I was disgusted is because, like you said, it takes two people. It takes a female and a male to create a beautiful, you know, baby. You know what I mean? I told her that I believe that every father, even if he's a scumbag father, he will come around. No dude wants to, you know, not see his kid. You know what I mean? Maybe he, like, and I'm not making excuses for any of the bad dads because everybody's situation is different. But I'm assuming that maybe, you know, he don't have no money, so maybe he doesn't want to come around empty-handed. And he knows that it's going to be a headache. Oh, I need money for this, I need money for that, and he don't want to deal with it. And that's not an excuse not to come around. I'm just saying some extent I understand sometimes. I mean, you know what I mean? That's where it goes with that. What's going on out there? I'm out here in Elmira, but what's going on out there? What you seeing out there in Rockland as far as, you know, the fathers and stuff like that?
Well, I'm fortunate enough to be around, you know, a couple of dudes that, you know, they are in good situations with their baby mothers, whatever. But, you know, Spring Valley is a small place, so you might not know a person, but you know about that person and, you know, what they got going on. So, I mean, for the most part, I've seen a lot of people step up and take care of what they got to do. But, you know, there's always a few in the bunch that, you know what I'm saying, they tend to go the opposite direction. So, for the most part, I'm proud of my people out here, man, for doing what they got to do.
Shout out to Rockland, 845 in the building. You know, that's my, you know, that's the home, you know what I'm saying, 845. We out here, real talk with Lucky Me. And if you want to check in, the number is 347-845-4302. If you want to say something, comment on anything, if you just want to give a shout out to your baby daddy or whatever, air him out, you know what I'm saying, in a positive way. Press 1, put your hand up, we're going to get you on the air. We're going to let the ladies back in. Yo, Brooklyn Black, you still there? Nah, that nigga drinking a beer. Shout out to Brooklyn Black. You know what I'm saying? He just got...
Yeah.
You hear, man? Put the beer down, man. Put the beer down, man. You still working. Put the beer down.
Somebody drinking no beer. Check it.
Yo, Brooklyn Black.
The number is 347-857-4302. I don't know what number Lucky Me just told y'all, but... It's 347-857-4302. You know, I'm just here chilling, partying behind the scenes. I ain't just what's going on, and also I'm just fine tuning some details for the rest of the show this week.
All right, yo, you want to plug in that good news that you plugged in earlier? Pause.
Wow, good music that I plugged in. Or this guy.
Now we talking sex. Now, seriously, let them know that good news.
Well, this Thursday coming up, we got, you know, Amy Miller, for those who watch Water Sister Park and frequently check YouTube and all of that. Yeah, we got Amy Miller. She's going to be stopping through, chopping it up with me in the building. And
that's a good look.
That's this Thursday night, 11 to 1 a.m. on Free Game Radio.
Yes, yes. Support that man. You know what I mean? Listen in, tune in, tune in. All right, yo, we're going to go to some more music, you know what I'm saying? I appreciate all the callers sending, kick your feet up, you know what I'm saying? Play with your toenails and all that. Yo, hold on, wait, before I go. Ladies, ladies, do your toes. Stop having your toes out. A lot of you Elmira girls have your toes out. Get them toes done, B. Get those toes done. I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, get them toes done. Listen, I'm tired of feet. I love feet. Anybody know me, know I love feet. Now, listen, You always have time to do your toes. You figure once a day you take a shit. You know what I mean? You have the finger, have the toenail polish by the toilet. So when you bend down doing what you're doing, you can do at least three toes each trip.
Yeah, there we go. Peter, while we're on the toilet, do something for us for once.
Who is that? You Hooters talking nasty? Hooters
talking sexy on the phone.
Talking sexy.
No, that was definitely Jigglybutt.
Well, tell Jigglybutt that her husband, he wanted to throw out there that when are you going to have some time for him? Or are you going to stand him up again and put glitter on your booth?
No, we're coming tonight after the show, sir.
You're coming tonight after the show?
Tell us that with
you. Hooters, the husband said he doesn't want to see you here. He just wants to see his wife.
I'm not going to be there, sir.
I know, that's
sir.
What he said. He
sir.
Said he just wants to see her. That's what he said.
Sir.
Lucky one to see you.
No. Don't care about you, man. Don't care about you.
And so, yo, can you tell Hooters too? She had Brooklyn Black. He loves her.
Wait, what?
And he wants to take her on a date.
No, we're not going to show you. Shut up. No.
So Brooklyn Black cannot take you on a date. It's pretty much you saying Hooters.com.
But we can do a BB for Kitty Show.
What? Oh, he's back.
Yeah, we gotta go to like I said, if you just tuned in, today's show is sponsored also by Kennedy's in Spring Valley. If it's your birthday, you get a number, you get a cheeseburger special, you get a free apple pie, or you can get a sweet potato pie. Pause. So show love to Kennedy's out there in Spring Valley.
Oh,
we're gonna go ODB. Yes, ma'am.
This is a Maryland. You guys needed to make up a nickname for me.
Yeah, we got a name for you, man.
Hot tamale.
Little Hot Tamale.
Little Hot Tamale.
Hot tamale.
Some drawers on, too.
Right.
And we're going to ODB. Some drawers on.
What did you say?
The husband said put some drawers on.
They
play.
Dedicated to all the pretty girls. All the pretty girls in the world. And the ugly girls too. That's the nigga pretty anyway, baby. You give me your number, I call you up. You act like your pussy on interrupt. I don't have no trouble with you fucking me, but I have a little problem with you not fucking me. Baby, you know I'ma take care of you, cause you said you got my baby and I know it ain't true. Is it a good thing? No, it's bad, bitch. For good or worse, makes you switch. So I walk on over with my crystal. Bitch, I think I put away your pistol. Dirty won't be having that in this house, cause bitch, I'll cripple your style. Now that you heard my charming voice, you couldn't get another nigga. The Gucci won't get moist. If you wanna look good and not be bummy, yo, you better give me that money. Video. Oh, dirty on the hat, and I let you all know. Just dance if you're caught up in the Holy Ghost trance. If you stop, I'ma put them killer ants in your pants. I'm the ODB, as you can see. FBI, don't you be watching me. I don't want no problems, cause I put you down in the ground where you cannot be found. I'm just a dog trying to make some money. So give me my streaks and give me my honey. Radios play this all day, every day. Recognize I'm a fool and you love me. None of you know, better look at me funny. No, you know my name, down, give me my money.
Hey, say it.
Sing it.
Baby, I got your money.
Sing it, girl.
Say hey.
Let's sing it right now.
Baby, I got your money.
And 31 is hey. Money. I think y'all should give him this money.
Baby, I got your
that's
money.
That's how I like
baby,
you.
up like this all night. Bitches, put your ass out, let me hold it tight. You're looking at my wrist saying, this so nice. The price, bitch, is diamond shining disco line. You better help me solve my problem. I'ma get this money and rob them. Lucky dog when I won the lotto. Ran up on my car, I'm carrying Rollo. But hold on, you can call me dirty. And then lift up your skirt. And you want some of this dirty. God made dirt and dirt, bust your ass. Stop annoying me, yeah, I play my music loud. And take the back to those dirty to move the crowd. Just say he had his dick in his mouth. Eddie Murphy taught me that back of the
but
house.
But give him the money.
Yeah, I'm on parole now, know what I'm saying? Smoking that good again. Damn, this shit feel good. Yeah.
You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up.
I got that Kush, I got that throw, I got that purple haze. I keep the model type, diva chicks by the waist. It's your birthday, Luton, mama, get you stupid drunk. Party all the time, Eddie Murphy, watch me act a fool. Ladies everywhere can't get no numbers, I'ma laugh at you. Elmira girls, I smash a few. Catch me blowing gummy, throwing money in the air. Snow bunny say they love me, cause I keep that gray goose and my dick all in their tummy. E-pills, cocaine, niggas get your dance on. Dykes making out in the corner, can't keep their pants on. Dutch roll it up, pass me a cup, sipping on that dynamite. Still making music, I'm still here, yep, I love the life. I stay fresh, I'm so blessed, I'm trying to chase that cookie. I like my girls kinda thick, ass snooky. Throw your best on, cause it's party time. And shout out to them girls smelling good and looking fine.
Bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I wanna fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up.
Got that Nouveau, got that Ciroc and that Hennessy. I'm doing it big, what these haters pretend to be. I'ma push you to the metal, my eyes are black and yellow. Excited, I'm around like when the Knicks got Carmelo. So lean to the left, now lean to the right. Go get them babysitters, make sure them jeans is tight. Man, it's a celebration, I'm toasted off the bubbly. I'm talking sexy in the ear, yep, it's just a thug in me. Get up off the wall, I don't care, you can two-step. It's 50-50, my stop acting like no dude. Step through liquor in your cup, stop playing, drink it up. Bring it back, drop it low, I'm trying to fill up on that butt. I'll do this shit for Rockland, I'm the best, come on, stop it. You matter coming back, I'm the biggest thing popping. Sex made music, holla at dawn. R. Kelly with the flow, y'all niggas pee on.
You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I'm trying to fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up. You can bring the weed, and I'ma bring the cake. And we gon' have a party like every single day. And you can bring the Dutch, cause girl, I'm trying to fuck. And we gon' get drunk till we throw up.
Yeah. Have fun, man. I'm twisted. I'm done. Yo, pass that shit, bitch. Stop playing, man. Pass that shit, man. We got money that went crazy. Snucky, man.
Yeah, what's good? We're back. This is Real Talk with Lucky Me. Finally, Elmira has a voice. We're back. We're in the building. I want to give a special shout-out. I keep on bigging up this man, Pause. Brooklyn Black, pregame radio, you know what I'm saying, making this thing possible. We talking crazy. If you tuned in, we talking about baby dads and the things that, you know, they can do. We kind of switch gears a little bit on what we're discussing. But, I'm kind of crazy, and somebody wanted me to go in on what I was talking about earlier about the dirty condom. Now, like I said, listen, this is what I'm about to... Listen, I was, you know... This is Real Talk, Lucky Me. I was in Ithaca, New York for the first time, you know what I mean? And, you know what I mean, someone was showing me around Ithaca, and I just happened to end up in a hotel out there that cost me $150 fucking. So fuck you to that hotel that I was in and that bum ass breakfast they gave with nasty ass orange juice. But anyway, so I'm in the hotel doing some things or whatever, some Christian things, and so you know it's time where the guy, this is what every guy does. The bathroom time is the time where you finish doing what you do. You go in the bathroom, you do the victory dance, or you do the walk of shame. The walk of shame is when pretty much you're in the bathroom and your penis is yelling at you, why you send me into that cave? It's filthy in that cave. Why did you send me in there? Or you do the butt naked dance, pause, where you get some good pussy, some good well, and you sit in the mirror, you're dancing, you're having a good time because it was some good things. She threw it on you, you threw it on her, she waiting in the bed, y'all chilling. But on this particular day in Ithaca, New York, yes, I had to take a breather today. As I look in the toilet, you know, after, you know, I took the raincoat off. The raincoat was pretty filthy. I'm not going to put the girl name on blast, who she was. And I'm not saying she stunk anything because she didn't stink. Her legs were rather hairy, but the condom was filthy. It was like I took the condom and I dipped it in some chocolate pudding. It was sad. So that's gonna be my memory for Ithaca. I had to just get that out. You know what I'm saying? That's the story of the day. You know what I mean? For the most part. Okay, Mister, I got that out. Pause. Now, ladies, who we got? Hooters on here. Now, Hooters, you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay, we got this little thing that we're gonna start doing. I'm gonna throw something out there, and you gotta tell me the first thing that comes to your head. Pause. Are you ready? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Welfare.
Welfare? Food stamps.
Lil Wayne.
Lil Wayne, the Carter Tour.
Lena, do eat you out on the first date, yes or no?
Wait, what?
Lena, do eat you out on the first date, yes or no?
No, I don't do anything sexual on the first date.
All right, good girl, I guess. Good girl. What'd you say? You said lie? How often do you shave your legs?
How often do I shave my legs? Every other day.
Okay, diamonds. We're talking about diamonds.
They're pretty. They don't really face me.
Okay. Penis.
Info.
Facebook?
Core.
Facebook core. All right, I think you passed the test, miss. Yo, shout out to 607. They really heavy in the building. Pause. Real heavy in the building. Miss, they talked about charging people for Facebook. How you feel about that? Would you pay for your Facebook?
No. Why? I'm cheap. Thanks.
So, are you alcoholic, miss?
Am I an alcoholic?
Yes.
To an extent, I'm an alcoholic, but I just turned 21, so I firmly believe that I'm allowed to be an alcoholic. Like, I just turned 21, who is not an alcoholic when they just turned 21.
So pretty much what you're saying is that being 21 gives you the excuse to get drunk.
Well, I'm not saying that it gives me an excuse, because, you know, obviously I've been drunk before my 21st birthday, but, like, you know, being 21, like, you can actually now legally drink at a bar, and you can, like, you know, you have more
leeway, I guess, to explain it and stuff, like, when you're 21, and, like, you know, I'm 21, I'm single, I don't have no kids, I don't have a care in the world, really. I'm allowed to go out, I'm allowed to have my fun, because, you know, my life plan is I do want a kid before, like, when I'm, like, 26, like, so I might as well get having fun, partying, whatever I'm doing now on a night system. That way, when I have a kid, I can't be like, oh, well, I want to go. I really want to go. Let me find a babysitter and neglect my child because I'd rather be out partying, drinking, this, that, and the third. Like, I can just be like, oh, well, it's out of my system, and I have to grow up, and I have responsibilities that I need to handle, so I can't go out.
All right, we just put the violins away. All right, now, we're at the bar, Ramsey's. $10, whatever. I can't get none of the shits anyway because I got the welfare ID, but we ain't talking about that. I buy you a drink, or any a random dude buy you a drink. Do you owe him anything?
Like if you're telling me, like, if I'm at a bar and a random dude buys me a drink,
if a guy has to, like, most dudes, and I'm sitting here with a couple of fellas or whatever, fellas, if you guys buy a lady a drink, do she owe you something? A kiss on the cheek, conversation, a dance, do they owe you anything?
Of course.
Of course.
That's just, like, common courtesy, and that's about it. Like, if you want to dance, you better come ask me. Like, don't buy me a drink and expect me to dance with you, because all you're going to get is a thank you. Like, if you want to dance, be like, yo, can I get a dance? Okay, sure, fine, but don't buy me a drink and expect it, because it's not going to happen.
Now, like I said, we're going to backtrack a little bit. Now, I read a message you sent me earlier, and you said that you have a stalker, correct?
I do.
You have a stalker. Now, how do you deal with this stalker? Is he from the Chemung area?
He is. He's actually from the left side.
Now, how did he become a stalker?
I think this is like a typical guy thing. Every guy goes to his friends that he has that are girls on his Facebook, tries to see if she has any other cute girls on her page that she's friends with, and adds them. And he started talking to me, like, it was very, like, few and far between when he started talking to me on Facebook. So I was like, okay, you know, not a big deal, whatever. And then I just got bored one night. I'm like, fuck it, I'll stop giving him my number. I gave him my number. He wanted me to come chill. I hung out with him one night. He wanted to do it, but, you know, like I said before, I'm a firm believer, like, I'm not doing nothing on the first night.
Not to cut you off, what game did he use? Because we got to break it down, slow it down. Did he try to use game to get the vagina?
No, actually, I wore the dress that I wore last Thursday over there, and that's
so
why he wanted.
So you wore the fuck'em dress, pretty much.
I did. I wore the fuck'em dress. I did.
The fuck'em dress.
So would you say that you seduced this man then?
So you had the fuck'em dress on, so you wanted him to see your sexiness, correct?
I wasn't really, like, to be honest with you, it was the night before laundry day. I had nothing else, and I was trying to go over there fully naked.
You wasn't going to, but you, and did you have drugs on under that fucking dress?
No.
I did have drugs on. I just didn't have bra on.
You shouldn't have gone. Now, you said, when did she ever have drugs on? That's crazy he said that. All right, so now you got this stalker guy. How do you get, are you going to get rid of him, or do you keep him around?
I don't really keep him around. Like, he calls me every day, all day, and Jiggly Butt can vouch for that. I'm actually pretty surprised, knock on wood, that he hasn't called yet after tonight. If I don't answer him, he will blow up my phone at least 10 times. If I don't respond back to his text in the first 2 minutes, he'll call me 20 times. And he'll be like, coming out with me, blah, blah, blah. I said, no, let's be honest. You just want to fuck me. That's why you want me over there.
And he wears girl Converse.
He does. He really does. And he's like, oh, well, I do want to fuck you, but I want to hang out with you at the same time. And it's like, when you're blowing up my phone like that, especially at, like, you're calling me at 4:30 in the morning, then 6:30 in the morning, and then 11 o'clock in the morning, noon, 1, 5, and then, okay, well, you're going to work, so I know I'm good between 5 and 1, and then you blow up my phone, well, between 5 and 12, and then you're blowing up my phone between 12 to 4. Like, it's just ridiculous.
Well, all right. Now, see, it's funny that I'm hearing this because last week's show, I don't know if it was last week or the week before, the females were saying that they don't like, we were talking about how nowadays guys just give away their number and wait for the female to call, or if y'all give away your number, if the guy don't call, y'all said pretty much, and if I can remember well, Jigglybutt, she said that the guy's not showing his interest. So now you got this guy, he's calling you and he's showing interest, and you're saying you don't want it.
Well, he's showing too much. Like, if you're calling me constantly, like, all day, and you're calling me 10 times in a row, and you're asking me, like, why I didn't pick up, and
who are you with?
Who am I with? Like, the night that we went to the movies last week, like, a week ago, he's like, I don't want you to go. And I'm like, he's a friend. Like, it's not that big of a deal, and we're nothing, and so why are you concerned about it? And he's like, well, if you go to the movies with him, I'm going to go hang out with mad girls. I'm like, go ahead, do you. I'm not going to care. Like, you're not going to get any kind of reaction out of me, like, except for why the fuck are you being so crazy? And he didn't say anything to me for like, 30 seconds, and I hung up the phone, and he called me, and he's like, go hang out with him. Come hang out with me. We'll sit at my house, and we'll watch a movie, and we'll cuddle on this and the third. No, thank you.
So did you feel bad that you went to the movies with Lucky Me and you know, he was at home by himself?
No, I don't feel bad because, like, I've asked, because one of my best friends is one of his really good friends, so I asked her about him, and she told me a lot about him, and he can call the next girl, and I don't understand why he's not calling the next girl. Like, leave me alone. Or at least back off some, because right now, to me, you're completely unattractive. Like,
I played Why Are You So Obsessed With Me, and he still called.
Yeah, 20 times, because I didn't answer my phone because I was driving and had the music up.
Do you think, is this, you know, no homo, is this guy, is he an attractive young man?
No.
He's not attractive, so why did you give me your number?
Even after Tyler answered my phone on Thursday night, he still calls me.
So, I mean, I just got an email in stating that you received gifts from him. Is that true?
I received gifts from him. The only thing I received was 2 bottles of Red Cat. Oh, and
so this guy that's been trying to get quality time with you, he's calling you, showing interest or whatever. You don't like him, he's annoying, and he needs to back off, but he's good enough to accept gifts from.
Well,
is that right, Miss?
No, this is how I look at life. You, when you are single and you are doing whatever you want to do, like I am, you have to have a lineup. You have to have the fuck buddy. You have to have the best friend. You have to have the love of your life. You have to have the one that got away. You have to have the guy that's going to be like, okay, well, here you go. You know, and pretty much he's the guy that's like, okay, here you go. I'll take it.
How was that Red Cat? I'm hearing a lot of things about this Red Cat drink or whatever. I heard that if you buy a girl a bottle of this, you're going to get the draws.
It makes them horny. It really does. And it's like an instant drunk. You have to drink it. Honestly, I like it with a bunch of ice cubes because I think it's better ice cold. And it's so cheap. It's what, like $10 a bottle? Cheapest way to get drunk, pretty much.
So the cheap. So pretty much, if the fellas are listening, this is something that they would want to buy if they want to get the panties off.
Well, not on the, like, the first date, but if, like, you've been dating her and you're trying to be nice, like, take her out to dinner or make her dinner and, hey, let's drink some wine with dinner, or let's drink wine for dessert or this, that, the third, or, and, you know, some girls just drink it to drink it. Like, when you drink it long enough, because I used to drink it all the time, but when you drink it long enough, like, that,
drunk,
like, horny effect goes away and you just, it's whatever.
So, I mean, is McDonald's a good date?
No. Neither is Burger King or Wendy's or Taco Bell or KFC. Let's go to Chili's. God, I want some queso dip.
Yeah, you know something? I think that's kind of, you know, shallow of you ladies to say that. If I like a girl and she said, Lucky, I want to take you out, Lucky. I want to, you know what I'm saying? I want to show you a good time or whatever. And she said, you know something? I got $10, whatever. I just paid all my bills and stuff like that. Can I take you to McDonald's? I would say, you know something, Miss? You can take me to McDonald's. I don't got to get cheese on my burger or nothing. Because I'm excited of spending time with that person. I'm not going to look at it because it's McDonald's. You know what I'm saying? A lot of you females need to sit back and...
If you're going to be upfront, honest, like, you're like, okay, listen, I just paid my bill. I have, like, so much in my to my name right now, but I do want to take you out. Is this going to be okay for you for right now? And then, like, next week when I have less bills to pay, you want to do something better, or we can do, like, a movie or something next week. Like, that's fine. That's understandable. Like, that's not a big deal. But, like, if we're on a first date, you better not be taking me to McDonald's.
I don't know what to say to you, Otis. We really don't know what to say to you here at the station. You know, people are going. What'd you say, Otis? Otis, do your breasts, are your breasts sweaty in the summertime?
No, I just took a shower. They're wet.
I'm saying, with someone with big boobs like you, do you need to put powder in your bra in the summertime to keep the sweat?
No, I take like 3 showers a day in the summertime.
And what is the size of your bra, miss?
I
had a girlfriend once.
42 double D.
Well, all right. I thought you was an H because I had an H one time, and those titties was crazy. She had little nipples.
Yes, all right. Well, let's be honest, and let's not... Yeah, let's just be honest. You should have known.
I do not lie. Anybody knows me, I'm crazy. I tell the truth. Sometimes they get me in trouble, but I had a girlfriend. She wasn't a skinny little heifer, but she was a big heifer. She wasn't like that in high school, though. But anyway, her titties was very huge, and they smothered me, and it just didn't work out. I tried to, what I did was I tried to get her to go to the gym with me. She didn't want to go. I tried to trick her. I told her I wanted her to watch me, help me. I'm like, I need to lose some weight. Would you like to come with me? She said no. She didn't want to go, so that's why I got rid of her, because she didn't want to go to the gym. Could your boyfriend get you to go to the gym?
Could my boyfriend get me to go to the gym? To be honest with you, I'm happy with my weight because, listen, I'm not skinny. I don't want to ever be, like, six-figure model size skinny. Like, that's just not who I'm going to ever be. But... like, I'm not so fat and obese that I want to. Like, I got a little bit of stomach pudge, okay, whatever. Like, that's not a big deal to me. Like, I could tone it up if I wanted to. Like, sometimes I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, that's disgusting. Like, can't lie. But, you know, but then again, I think every girl battles with herself in the way that she looks because everybody in society, like, pretty much wants a girl to be skinny and cute and have her hair done and be in the latest fashion and have heels and this, that, and like, to me, like, most days I'm comfortable with my weight and I don't care. So when people tell me to go to the gym, okay, it's in one ear and not the other. That's your opinion, but to me, that's not going to make me feel bad. That's not going to make me go home and cry. That's not going to make me go home and starve myself. Like, I'm just going to turn around, do me, eat whatever the fuck I want, do whatever the fuck I want.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't agree that as a female, you should be obligated to do your hair before you step out, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I love snow bunnies. That's no secret. And snow bunnies have long hair. And so to keep that long, beautiful hair, shouldn't you, you know, some of you girls, like, I get mad sometimes at the snow bunnies because y'all be trying to do the Spanish thing. And the Spanish thing is where you just wet it and you throw the gel and you shake it and then you come outside and you let it air dry. Now, with the Spanish girls, that's kind of sexy because, you know, little mommy got the dollar slippers on, her hair, you know what I'm saying, it's nice. But some white girls don't look really nice with the wet and gel situation because when you give them a hug, they shit is mad hard.
And now, like,
you throw the gel in there.
Yeah, I do.
Pause.
You've seen me like that before, though.
Now, miss, do you agree that white girls should get braids, cornrows?
You know what? I've done it before. It looks cute. Okay, now.
You said you've done it before?
Yeah. I've seen it on my Facebook.
I think white girls should not get braids. White girls should not get braids. But I'm getting a signal. We got to go to a radio, a commercial. Like I said, shout out to Brooklyn Black, pregame radio. Tune in Thursday, y'all. And we're going to go to Lil' Ken real quick. You know what I'm saying? Tune in, your boy.
Oh! You're bleeding.
I got no time for fake niggas. Just sip some Cristal with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just set some Chris style with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. I got no time for fake niggas. Just set some Chris style with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures.
Let's go.
Yeah, I'm Mama, Mrs. Bonner. Rock the product, sometimes the bomber. Pick you for your cream and your riches. Got us a ball, send me more. Prince Diane and all them rich riches. Puff Daddy pumped the Hummer for the summer. I follow in the E class with the Gotch. 96 miles, bad click on a stroll. Cruise control, nothing make a woman feel better. If we're better than I'm a better, but the legends and mad cheddar. Chilling in the bins of my Amigo gold. Trying to stick a nigga for his peso. Then I'm the same chick that you wanna get with. Lick up in my twat, gotta hit the spot. If not, don't test the poom poom, nani nani, a nani dani. Hey!
No time for fake niggas. Just some good style with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And all you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. No time for fake niggas. Just some good style with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love, niggas. And all you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. Your man won't do it like that. Can't work the middle, but the thing's too little. Let me grab your tatas, do the cha-cha, make you scream papa.
You the best, dada. Now watch mama go up and down, fix the door, crazy. Say my name, baby, before you nuts. I'ma dribble down your butt cheek, make you ribble and giggle just a little. I'm drinking bait, then I crack for the mistake. Act shady and feel my creation. Or the raisin. Ooh, wee, I see. Your girl ain't a freak like me or Gina. Can't fade her enough for this rap. Will you Kim pussy? How preposterous is that?
No time for fake. Just set some good style with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love.
That's right.
And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank figures. No time for fake. Just set some good style with these real niggas. From east to west coast.
Patra,
digging
in your stash.
Niggas think they gonna get some
ass. No money, money, no licky, licky. Fuck your dicky, dicky, and your pick. Give me your loot, your neck 11, then shoot. Your game ain't sweet. John Paul Peach, get the compute. If you can't wed it, forget it. Don't sweat it, I bet it. Make it come smooth if you let it. Ha, you can't stop a bitch from balling. Ha ha, the la la, the drop eyes, they be calling. And you ain't know why you be kicking that old shit. We making big.
Diamonds and pearls. Inside
every man is a bad girl.
That's right.
9-6,
bad boy, come on.
No time for fake niggas. Just some good style with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love. And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank.
Come on,
I got no time for fake niggas. Just some good style with these real niggas. From east to west coast, spread love.
That's right.
And while you niggas talk shit, we count bank.
Back in the building real quick, the boy Brooklyn Black here. Lumpy in the building. And we asked a couple of professors who want to give up with us for we shut it down here tonight. You're lucky, right?
Well, like I said, like once again, we're back in Ithaca, New York. It was a good weekend. It's, the snow bunnies look pretty nice out there. You know, shopped it up in the mall, did a little shopping, some light. And so shout out to all the, you know, women out there, me and your boy Ty's out there getting numbers, just doing things we like to do. And once again, we're back in the hotel again. And the girl that I was with, she said I had to go take a pee. So, you know me, I put my ear to the door. She was shitting, ladies and gentlemen. She was shitting. And so she got her ass right back in the bed. She got her ass right back in the bed.
That's awful. That's awful.
Why? Wait, we got people. I ain't gonna say no names, but we got some ladies at the studio, and they don't agree with me putting. Like I said, I ain't putting a name out there, but to sum it up real quick, ladies, if you're in a hotel with a nigga, like that's a sexy moment. You don't shit in a hotel. You hold that shit until tomorrow. You do not shit. No, I did not. So, lady from Ithaca. Shoot yourself in the head, and that's why I didn't text you back, and that's why I have an attitude, because you shit it on the date, and you shit it with other people in the room,
and
then jumped in the bed, doodle crumbs all in the bed.
Goop was all in the bed.
I had to shake the sheet and all that.
Yeah, raising that from the bed.
So that's my confession. Yo, Brooklyn Black.
Yo.
Have you ever dealt with a chick that shit it on a date?
That's the sheet.
I can't say that I have, and if I did, she did a good job not letting me know. That she should it, you know what I'm saying? I'm not, you know, I don't, if she says she goes to the bathroom, I'll put my ear to the door to see if I hear her straining or whatnot, but if,
the only reason why I went to the door is because you figure a female, when they got a pee, we're going to say tinkle or whatever, when they go to tinkle, it takes about, Tyler Taylor is a whore. I'm just going to throw that out there.
What?
So, but anyway, like I said, when a girl goes pee, she's in the bathroom about 5 minutes, maybe not even, because they're going to pee. They're going. Sometimes they air dry. They look at their hair and all that. But she shit it, and she hopped in the bed.
5 minutes.
No girl never shit it on your date, Brooklyn Black.
Hold on, somebody. It is what it is. It's a, you know,
Is something wrong with that?
No, if I'm in a relationship, because I've been in relationships where my girl shit it, I'm brushing my teeth, and she's talking or whatever, and she be like, nigga, I'm about to wipe, turn your face, nigga. That's because you got love right there. You embrace that.
I understand that.
You sniff all that in.
Well, I mean, like, how do you feel about, like, females? Like,
cause
when I first meet a nigga, I'm the type of bitch, I won't fart.
You won't fart?
I won't fart, I won't burp, and I won't shit around you. None of that I won't do until I really get to know you and, like...
So you know what I would do? Like, say, like, if...
But some bitches just don't give a fuck.
No, you know what I do? If I like you after, like, the first month... Like, say it's summertime, and the fan is blowing on you or whatever, I go by the fan, and I go behind the fan, and I'll fart in the fan. And you'll get all that. And then even if your mouth is open, you're like, my mouth is open, I'll fart in the fan. And if you like me enough, you chase me around the house, I'm like, stop, Lucky, stop.
That's
right there.
That's what you said? That's Tyler?
Tyler Taylor's in the studio, and he has a confession. He said one time he put it in her butt, and she turned around. She said, stop, it burn.
Lies.
She said, it burn.
Lies, you tell me.
Brooklyn Black.
Yo.
Hooters.com says she loves you.
Wow.
She did get that necklace that you bought.
And she did get the necklace you bought.
Broke ass nigga.
Wow.
Credit all bad. I had to.
Yeah, I give some shout-outs to some people who hit me up on the check-in. Shout-out to Mackenzie, Indian Princess, or whatever. Who else we got in there? We got shout-out to Miss Kelly. You know what I'm saying? She's sexy. I always rub on her belly when I see her. Who else? Shout-out to my baby mom. You know what I'm saying? Shout-out to Miss Barnes. She gave me $10 when I needed it a long time ago. It's a good girl. Shout-out to all the Mari girls who still mess with me, even though I'm crazy. And that's how we doing it. Yo, Brooklyn Black, let's play with some more Michael Jackson. You know what I'm saying? Being that nigga's on trial that killed him, hopefully he fry.
Trial does start tomorrow. He's still doing, they're still doing trial selection and anything like that. But, yeah, I got some. Make sure everybody who's live with us on the check-in tonight. And we'll be right back after this, Yerk.
Gotcha.
Oh.
You know, I was wondering, you know, if you could keep on, because the force has got a lot of power, and it makes me feel like it makes me feel like that.
Just run.
but that shit done froze. I'm sitting going to fix it.
Yeah, we about to get up out of here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Tune in next week. We'll talk with Lucky Me as he handles the topics and everything. And I'm you guys got a voice now, man. You know, make it happen. Hit him up. Females Live Too Much at AIM.com. Send him your band pics and all that good stuff. Hell, if you even want to record a drop.
Oh, send me feet pics. I want to see some toes. So if you got pretty feet, send them to Females Live Too Much. Sorry to cut you off, Brooklyn Black. Shout out to you. And next week topic, we're talking about pregnant midgets. You know what I'm saying? It's a new craze. Everybody be loving them. That's my favorite type of porn. Pregnant midgets.
Oh, my God.
Or whatever. And she got a fat boy. She got a fat boy. But
initiating shutdown sequence.
Hello, right?
You can't go.
You're going.
Yeah, you're
going.
Go with MD.
And we're
going to drop you. All right, shout out to my baby mom. Shout out to my kids and all that. You get to Brooklyn.
And like I always say, ladies and gentlemen, fellas, don't be a fool. Wrap your tool. Ladies, protect your clan. Don't fall for the scam. Wrap it up. Don't drink and drop and all that. And we'll see y'all next Monday.